The number of Central American children and families being caught at the U.S.-Mexico border has dropped dramatically in recent months. The U.S. Border Patrol says there's been a 60% decline in apprehensions of unaccompanied children since the summer. Several factors might explain why. There have been heavy rains along the route, media campaigns to counter the rumors that kids can stay in the U.S., and increased security along Mexico's southern border. NPR's Kerry Kahn has the story of one migrant who has cut short his northern trek.
On a hot, steamy evening at the Belen Migrant Shelter in the southern Mexican border town of Tapachula, about a dozen immigrants from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras sit outside, chatting and smoking cigarettes. Walter Rivera sits off to a side. He says he left Honduras 3 months ago, where he had a good job driving foreign businessmen in his VIP taxi service.
No tenía necesidad ni de venir acá.
He says he had no reason to leave. He was making $45 a day. But one night when he was driving home, a car cut him off and three men charged him.
Me dieron con la pistola en la cara y me sacaron y me pusieron atrás.
They hit me with a pistol across the face, he says, then pulled me out of the car and threw me in the back.
Que uno de ellos le dijo, ¿a dónde lo matamos este perro, aquí o allá arriba, loco?
One of the guys said to another, where should we kill this dog, right here or up in the hills? Just then, we stopped at a red light. I grabbed the door handle and pushed and just kept running through the lanes of traffic as fast as I could.
Rivera says he reported the crime and ended up in witness protection, but the criminals found him and threatened to kill him. He headed to the Mexican border where he asked for asylum. Instead, he was sent to jail for 2 months. He says he wishes he could go to the U.S., but he's heard the trip is too dangerous, mostly, he says, because the authorities in Mexico have beefed up patrols. That's the concern of most of the migrants at the shelter. They had little trouble illegally crossing the Mexico-Guatemala border. But many got caught just hours up the road at Mexican police roadblocks. At the shelter's evening meal, open-faced bread with beans and cheese, a migrant says a prayer for those on their way north. Several tell stories of authorities raiding buses, prohibiting them from boarding the cargo trains known as the Beast, which have long been the preferred transportation for hundreds of stowaway migrants. And many talk about having to walk for hours in the woods to evade Mexican police and army stops. Diego Lorente Perez, a human rights worker in Tapachula, says Mexico's border enforcement isn't so much working as it's making the trip more dangerous and expensive. He says migrants are having to take more risks to get to the U.S. and end up having to pay higher bribes to corrupt officials and larger smuggling fees. It's hard to say how much Mexico stepped up enforcement has driven down the number of Central Americans reaching the U.S. Mexican officials declined NPR's multiple requests for interviews. But in public, the head of the Interior Department says Mexico deported 60,000 Central Americans in the first 7 months of this year. That's nearly the total deported from Mexico in all of last year. Honduras' Consulate General Marco Tulio Bueso Guerra, stationed at Mexico's southern border, says many migrants are just giving up their dreams of trying to get to the U.S.
Está estancado, entonces hay mucha presencia de hondureños.
He says they're stuck. They can't get past the checkpoints and military and end up staying put here in southern Mexico. For Walter Rivera, the Honduran carjacking victim, he still hopes he can get to the U.S. one day.
Mi deseo es irme por lo menos unos dos años a Estados Unidos.
But he says that last leg of the journey is just too risky now. He could end up being sent back to Honduras, and what he says would be a certain death. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.